Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. So this is the week that we conclude our five-week series on unafraid, being unafraid. The messages we have heard have helped me and us focus on how we can train our minds to look for and to focus on things that will bring us peace instead of fear. This isn't an easy task. At least it's not an easy task for me, for sure. But as we practice the habits that we learn, we find ourselves less anxious, less fearful, and more fully grounded in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Jennifer read the segment in John 4, 27 through 42, and I want to highlight. Look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For her, the saying holds true. One sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. So here's a week-by-week summary of what we've heard thus far. First, is fear more imaginary than real? Is it more imaginary than real? In an age of high anxiety where we have technology we have a computer in our hands. We have computers all over this world, don't we? And we can find out what's going on fast. Sometimes, all you have to do is just unplug. Be careful what you think about. Week two, we heard about friendless and alone, on how much we do need to be connected to people, be connected in community, and certainly be connected in Jesus and the God above. Week three, fear of the other. How do we let fear of the other, let fear not to reach out and connect? How do we let fear not cause us to reach out and connect with somebody who's hurting? I think of Deirdre. I see her over at the Dimple Dell. I think about the loss of her daughter. It does not matter at what age a parent loses a child. It does not matter. It is a valley that is fearful. It is a valley that very few people, thank God, have to walk. Fear of failure, that resonates with me. We often just don't get started in trying something new, setting a goal, because we're afraid we might fail. What's the worst thing that could happen if we fail? We might learn something, too. We just might. And last but not least, Dennis shared last week with us about lack of trust. Sometimes we don't trust each other enough to be able to deal with our differences in a way that does not lead to a division. And we end up choosing sides. So today I want to focus on two that resonated with me: friendless and alone, and fear of failure. So sometimes in the world and the life that we live, we have to face our fears head on. Ann and I were in a room outside the intensive care unit at Minneapolis Children's Hospital. We were waiting for a doctor, the anesthesiologist who was in charge of the intensive care unit, to come in and chat with us. We had asked our pediatrician, his name Dan, we asked Dr. Dan if he would be there with us as we had this dialogue with the anesthesiologist. This was about the 20th hospitalization in less than 4 years of our son, Justin. He had been admitted again with breathing and respiratory problems secondarily to his brain injury, and we were there having to think about the decision. We were fearful of having to make the decision. For you see, this was the hospitalization that he ended up on a respirator, a ventilator, in hospital talk. And that ventilator was breathing for him. As parents, we didn't know what the right thing was to do was. All we knew is God was there with us, the angels and the army that were there with us. They helped us get through that conversation. We had the conversation, and the decision was reached between the three of us that Justin would be taken off the ventilator and the respirator. And this is truly a miracle. He came off the respirator and he breathed on his own. And so we were able to do what we wanted to do in our heart of hearts, and that was to take Justin home to be with us, to be with Maria, to be home. And so they discharged us and we went home. And it was the beginning of Lent. And within a week, we were able to say our goodbyes to our son Justin with family, with friends, with the community called Minnehaha. Does that sound like a Minnesota name? Minnehaha. With Minnehaha United Methodist Church, folks surrounding us with love, giving us everything that we needed. But one thing I want to share with you this morning that made a difference in my personal walk with that grief, and that was our dinner of eight. How many dinners of eight groups do we have at Hilltop? Eight? Seven? Six? I lose count. Four? Four. We used to have eight the first time that Ann and I became members here at Hilltop in 2001. This group at Minnehaha helped us heal. I had a very difficult time being part of a group after the death of our son where there was laughter, where there was joy, where there was food and beverage and conversation. I needed to go to a place that was hard to come out of before I could share with you and any group what we were challenged with. But the dinner of eight people, through their laughter, through their breaking bread together with us, they helped us heal, and I'm so grateful for them. I'm so grateful for them. So as I think about being alone, I think about horses. Even horses like to be in a pack, don't they? At the 9 o'clock service, I was thinking about cats. Do cats like to be alone? I think they like to be alone. Or they maybe don't like to be with me because I'm allergic to cats. I'm just not sure. Did you know that Stephen Colbert said that when you laugh, you can't be afraid? When you laugh, you can't be afraid. Think about that. Laughter is great medicine. So as I heard and took away two important learnings from the first series that I chose to share with you this morning, Fear of Being Alone, I hear and believe that Hilltop's focus for you and me, two things that make a difference in this world that we live in the church that we're a part of, in our friendships, two things. Find a way to be part of a community. Find a way to be part of a group. And get into a relationship with Jesus and God. Jesus calls you and I to be in a higher place, on higher ground. We never will truly know when we're in front of a person that is grieving deeply, and we become the face of God to that person. We're called to connect for that reason. Second, fear of failure. So last week, Tracy from the scouting group, the scouting leadership, shared with us about Cub Scouts getting their first teaching and learning about their knife. They got a Cub Scout. As a Cub Scout, you get this great knife that has a fork and a spoon and a knife and scissors and files and everything else. She shared something that I hadn't thought about. Because as a kid growing up, I was the shyest person. The last thing I would ever do is go to a Boy Scout camp, go to a church camp, be called to be a lay speaker. No way would I do any of that. But what Tracy shared last week was this, that is true. It is so true. It's not about learning about the knife. It's about learning that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to in life with the God of our angels with us. So be careful what you think about. Be careful what you wish for. So there we were, minding our own business in the house that we had just built in Minnesota, probably a couple years after the death of Justin, and we turned our back on God. And we said, we were hurt so much by one simple situation at Minnehaha. We could not let that go. We couldn't let it go. Knock on the door. It's Pastor Wayne. Wayne was like and is like the Emily of our church this last year. She was called to start a new church. Wayne was called to start a new church. Hey, we're worshiping at the elementary school. Why don't you come join us? The next Sunday, he came and put balloons on our back door. Why don't you come and join us? Well, we did. So over 30 years ago, we became part of a new church start in the Minnesota Annual Conference. And I will share with you today that it changed our lives. It helped us heal. It helped me, the shyest individual that you'd ever want to meet, become a learned extrovert. So I heard the call. I heard the call. Wayne said, Bob, why don't you take training to be a lay speaker? I had selective hearing. I thought he said lay reader. And so I said, yes, I can do this. I can be a lay reader. Be careful what you wish for and think about. So through that experience, I am here to be able to share a little bit about my thoughts and feelings as a Hilltop member on how to use everything that we've learned and go forth in a very special way. So, think about this. I took away the key learning from this topic that faith or unbelief stems from the heart, and only God can change our hearts. Faith or unbelief stems from the heart. God can change our hearts. God changed my heart. Think about the people of Midvale in 1979, Grandma Jane. Do you remember the people of Midvale looking to the south and saying, what can we do? What should we do? What are we called to do as God's community in Midvale in Sandy, Utah? How did they all come together? How did the people of the new church start come together at Glendale, United Methodist Church in Minneapolis? It comes together because we listened. They listened. We listened. Turn off the tapes in our head that say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you might fail. So what if you fail? You might learn something. What are we thinking about? What are some of the hilltop giants that might prevent us from taking that leap forward? I don't know. What are some of our personal giants that cause us not to take that step forward in whatever? At Hilltop, in our scouting troop, in our men's dinner group, in the United Methodist Women. So what does our church sign say out there today? Help me. A candle
is not diminished
by sharing its light. A candle is not diminished by sharing its light. For sure, the people of Midvale did not hide their light and their candle. Think about all the audacious goals that Hilltop has accomplished since 1979. Just think about it. The cornerstone for our church was placed here. The first, second, and third phase and more expansion happened here. Think about all the ministries that we are blessed with. This is not a definitive list of everything. So that's a waiver. This is not. But think about Family Promise, which we begin hosting another week with our interfaith brothers and sisters in the valley at Hilltop House, beginning at 2:00 today, when our volunteers welcome people who are reaching out and stepping out of homelessness. Think about Mother's Morning Out. Think about Hilltop Christian School. Think about the Hilltop Gospel Choir. Think about Crossroads. Our brother Carol, over 20 years, not 40. He started at Crossroads when he was 65. He's been working there for 20 years. He said his busiest day was last week. There were 40 people waiting outside to get checked in. He never worked that hard, is what he just shared with me this morning. Think about our commitment to the gospel mission through the spoken word, the music, the praise band music, the servers. Think about this. Our youth and adult mission trips, the sponsorship of our scouting programs, the UMW and the consignment sales, United Methodist Men and their ministry, and Vern's commitment to Pine Cliff. Think about the mission work that we do outside this state and outside this country. It's ongoing. We are truly blessed. So, a principle and a process that I've learned to develop in my professional world, my personal world, and in my volunteer activities. It's an acronym called LEAP. L-E-A-P for Paul. L is for love. In whatever we choose to do, as individuals, as a church, as a community, when you have love at your heart, centered for passion in all that we do, we then are granted the energy. E is for energy. We're granted the energy with Christ at that center in our hearts to do A, audacious goals. We can do big. Bishop reminded us with God behind us, with God with us. I think the bishop reminded us of that in October of last year when she visited for the conference United Methodist Women's Gathering. She said, dream big, think big. We can accomplish great things. And P is for Paul, but it's also for the proof and promise that when God and Jesus are with us, nothing can separate us from doing the seemingly impossible. So in closing, FDR back in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." The chaos of our world definitely creates anxiety. All of us seem vulnerable to it, but we do not have to live in the prison of fear or anxiety. God wants so much for us, more than that. We learned the first week of the Unafraid series that we do live in a reality of high anxiety and that we can make a decision to trust in God's sovereignty. We can choose to trust that God is at work with us in our world, helping each of us understand that fear is not false evidence appearing real. Let me say that again. Fear is sometimes perceived as false evidence appearing real. But remember, forget everything and run is one option we have, right? We can run from it. Or face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. Apply the leap process, and great things happen. So let us be in an attitude of prayer. God, grant us the wisdom, humility, and action to go forth and serve you and your people, knowing that the words from Deuteronomy 31 apply, specifically verse 8. Help us be a guiding force in our lives and living out the vision and mission that Hilltop is and will be. And remember, Lord, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Amen.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.